It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Joe Jonas posted a celebratory Instagram video in some Halloween masks, and he was punching an inflatable clown because he had good news.
OMG. OMG. We're number one. I can't believe it. This is crazy. You guys are amazing. I just want to punch something and kick something.
Hey, teach their own.
Their new song, the Jonas Brothers, Sucker, has gone number one. They've never had a number one song before. So
that surprises me that it never reached number one before.
Yeah. Aaron Carter wants to fight Michael Jackson accuser Wade Robson after allegations he made on social media about Aaron and Michael's relationship. Aaron says the allegations of him being abused by Michael in any way are completely false. And while he has slept in Michael's bed before, he assures that nothing ever happened.
When I see someone that is like, okay, you're a grown man, and when Michael Jackson was alive, you are backing him, you are up his ass, you are kissing his ass, you are there to testify for him under oath, and then when he dies, you decide that that's a good time to come out. No, what you're doing is you're actually stomping on an icon and a legend's grave. You're stomping on his grave.
Beyoncé and Jay-Z will receive the GLAAD Vanguard Award for being allies to the LGBTQ community at the 30th annual GLAAD Media Awards. According to GLAAD, Beyoncé and Jay-Z are longtime allies and supporters of the LGBTQ community who use their global platforms to share messages that inspire and change the world for the better. Many other influential people have won this prestigious award, including J-Lo, Cher, Janet Jackson, Demi Lovato, Elizabeth Taylor, Whoopi Goldberg, and Britney Spears. The 2019 GLAAD Media Awards will be held in Los Angeles on March 28th and then in New York City on May 4th. And Teresa Giudice is getting a huge raise on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's now going to make over $1 million. The reality star is now getting $62,000 per episode, and with 18 episodes a season, that comes out to $1,116,000. She began filming season 10 earlier this month because producers wanted to capture the drama of her husband Joe's deportation after her confession that she would divorce him if he was forced to leave the country. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity is paying for someone's rent who just got out of jail.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.